Hi, welcome back to Glorious Nonsense. I'm Mish.
And I'm Tristan.
So what are we talking about today, Tristan?
I found this, I guess it's a post saying how all intelligent life eventually will kill itself. Now, the whole theory is like, there's so many planets, not only in, I guess, our galaxy.
Our solar system.
They're saying that there's just so many planets, it's physically impossible for none of them to have life. And I guess the second part of it is that all of the planets that did have life ended up eventually killing themselves. And I kind of thought that was interesting because we are kind of on our way there. And I wanted to think, kind of, what did you think about it, you know?
We're definitely on our way there. I feel like almost every alien movie or like alien story is like, well, you know, we came and we conquered because you guys don't know how to come together,
right?
To like beat us or to win. So we just lose. We always lose. We get our ass kicked all the time.
Yeah,
and at a
facts.
Point, it's like, well, it's kind of our fault because we really don't know how to come together. We have opportunities to come together and we just don't.
Right.
Although imagine if like every other planet had life system and then they all were us basically. Where none of them could come together, so eventually they got wiped out, and we're last, we're the last ones, and it's just gonna restart. That'd be crazy.
Yeah. I do think about, like, alright, you see how they're saying we have all of these nuclear weapons, we have all these just crazy bombs and rockets and everything. That's one thing, that eventually there's gonna be this nuclear war, and we are just, what is it, mutually assured destruction. As in, if you know another country is about to send a bunch of rockets your way,
then send yours first.
Right. Where even if you don't send it first, yours is going to hit them too. So now, yes, you're going down, but then it's going to be like a I'm going to take you with me kind of situation. And we may not be there in the next 100 years, or we may not be there yet, but as more and more countries start really developing their
military,
and we put a lot of money into military, just military, what am I looking for? You put a lot of money into just our
national
military
defense.
Yeah, okay, which kind of won't do shit against rockets. We can't do anything against them, so that's gonna kind of suck. Now, I don't know if that species would necessarily, because like, let's say we do have something like that, I don't think it's gonna kill everybody. There are gonna be people that survived, but at the same time, it might be like a 10 steps back kind of situation where it sends you back to the Stone Ages.
That'd be crazy.
Well, you know, it would, because
I don't
now
know if I want to survive that. I don't know if I want to be the few people
to be part
that.
Of it, right?
That'd be hard. Like, I gotta hunt for my food. I'm
right.
Not
You're not used to it. And not only that, but everything's gonna be all radioactive. Everything's going to be
the health effects for decades, centuries to come.
Oh wait, before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Alright, back to the episode.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I feel like if anybody wanted to rise up against us, it wouldn't be hard because we are our greatest enemies. We can't.
What do you mean rise up against us?
Like, if there was other life forms,
if
they wanted to come, we can't coexist for shit. We suck at it. So if they're like, oh, let's just simply build discord between people and deceit, it wouldn't even be difficult. It'd be quite easy, actually. That would be the way to go. Because what? Just build distrust. There's already enough distrust and get us to like deal with each other, and they do nothing. They just watch.
Right.
Reality TV for free. It'd be great.
So now, you never know when that would happen or could happen. And I've always had a fear of like, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. I think it was What Happened to Monday.
I have. I love that movie.
So you were not allowed to have multiple children. And I was always afraid that eventually we're going to get to like an overpopulation type situation where the earth is overpopulated. There are just too many people. And cars are already, there's just so many cars, you can't even find parking because there's just so many of them. And at that point, it's like, there's gonna be so many people, so many cars, that there just won't be any space, you know? And on top of that, it's going to be like, what happens at that point, and what's going to be the, I guess, government plan to reduce population? And that might end up being the thing that kills everybody. And the whole species killing themselves might not even be from war. It could be from, like, all of the memes that we're seeing with, like, the COVID vaccine turning the world into World War Z, and, you know, people crawling on ceilings. Like, that could be a real thing where we don't know. Now, I'm not gonna say it's gonna turn us to zombies, right?
That would suck.
It would, and I don't know if that, who knows, it could happen.
Not at all prepared for
it. But we wasn't even prepared for COVID, so
no survival skills.
We're not making that. You talking about you per se, or?
I think, like, seriously, in a time of, like, a zombie takeover, how many people would actually know how to use guns?
That's true.
Or, like, have knife skills or fighting skills, or, like, any of that. Self-defense, yeah.
Right.
Know? We're not prepared for that.
Right.
Let alone the fact that cell phones aren't going to work because there's no money for cell phone towers, because they're either in hiding or turned into a zombie or something. It's like, food's gonna be gone because everybody's gonna come get some, or stores are overrun so nobody wants to go outside.
Yeah, you know, in, I guess, apocalyptic situations, people usually end up ransacking stores. And I mean, it kind of makes sense because, you know, you want to have those materials first. So you don't want to be in a situation where, especially with COVID, like, I don't know why people really, really needed toilet paper. And there were a lot of, like, memes and shit where people were talking about quarantine, and then the first thing you thought is, oh my God, I gotta wipe my ass. And everybody just flocked to stores to buy all the toilet paper, which makes no sense.
Or
to
things they've never bought before.
Things that they're never gonna use.
Early March, and I was simply trying to buy some ramen. Just buy some ramen, because I wanted some ramen. I had literally two bags of ramen in my hand, and I was stuck on this line with a bunch of people buying a bunch of stuff. And I simply wanted to purchase two bags of ramen. And this woman behind me was like, this is crazy, because she also had, like, two items. I was like, bro, can somebody let me check out so I can leave? Because I only had two items.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to stock up. I'm simply trying to eat some ramen when I get home from work.
And some people, I mean, people really were freaking out at the time. And, I mean, it could be something like that where, let's say, right, far-fetched, zombies happen. Which might not even be that far. It could happen, realistically. We don't know. Not like, oh, they're undead. But it could be kind of like something messes with your mind where you become more violent and less, I don't want to say cooperational, but like, you are less likely to be rational about certain situations. And then it kind of makes you zombie-like, where you're not going to be eating brains, because the whole eating brains thing doesn't make any sense. But, you know, it's going to put you at a state where you kind of want to be the, how do I say that, the living species, or just like how when your body's under attack, they're trying to replicate. Could be something like that, right? And in that situation, a lot of people will go to the stores. They won't care about paying for anything, because at that point,
oh, violence will definitely erupt.
Oh, hell yeah. And like you said, I'm not necessarily, I'm not trained for that shit. I could use a gun, but that's about it. And
I can run if I need to.
If you need to. And you know, there's always like these things about as soon as you become a zombie, you're a track star. I don't know if that's possible.
That never makes sense. It's just at all. How are they running faster than you, but when they're walking, it's like ridiculously slow?
Right.
What changed?
What's the difference there, right? And there are a bunch, like World War Z had their infection zombie things just as Usain Bolt level speed, you know, like they were running so fast they were just scaling walls, which would not happen. And eventually, like, they're going so fast that they just climbed over that big old defensive wall. In I don't remember what the time frame was in the movie, but they were in a helicopter. It kind of looked like it was like a 30-minute tops thing, like 15 to 30 minutes tops. They were just running so fast, they're just climbing on top of each other. I don't see that happening, because what gives you that strength? I guess you don't, even if your body doesn't have any nerves to tell you to stop, or you're in a constant adrenaline rush, eventually there's just a level that your body will go to, you know. That's what I'm thinking as far as that. But that could be one of the reasons why we as intelligent life kind of mess with ourselves, and we could be trying to make some genetically modified superhumans. Have a bunch of Captain Americas running around.
Here's the thing with us. We go out of our way to do that, to create that. And then as soon as it's like, okay, they have a mind of their own, it's just like, well, shit. And I'm just like, you created this problem. What do you mean, well, shit?
Like, right.
What? That makes no sense.
Right. Because a lot of times it's like, you're focused on creating the thing.
The solution,
right?
Not realizing the solution can be like
causing a lot more problems.
Right. And
that kind of reminded me of I guess since it is, they're trying to find a COVID vaccine, and there was that company in Australia that made their version and resulted in people testing positive for HIV. And that one's scary as hell to me, not because like it's a, like, let's say it's a false positive, right? But it was saying that it was a positive because their body was going through, it was basically doing the same reactions that a person would who is fighting HIV. And even though it's saying like, oh, these people don't have HIV, they tested positive because their body is fighting HIV that they don't have.
It's still scary.
It's scary because what is your body fighting if it's not there? You know? And it's not like, you know, they say that your brain could play tricks on you, let you see people that are things that's not there. You could start swinging and, you know. But like, what is your body fighting off? If it wasn't HIV, what caused it?
It can be a lot of things. Like, I know for certain HIV rapid tests, their false positive is not, it doesn't happen often, but it can happen.
Right.
Like, for say, if you're on your period, you might get a false positive.
Okay.
And it's just like so many like little things
that could cause it. Mm.
So that could definitely happen. It's still scary because it's just like, what the hell?
Right.
What just happened? So the body really is just super complex and always causing stress.
Right. So I guess besides those two things, well, not two. All right, we covered war, covered man-made. And it's not like man-made, not gonna say vaccines, man-made tests are not a thing, because they definitely do have man-made viruses, and a lot of a lot of, I guess, medicine is one thing being introduced to fight another thing better. That's just, you have kind of like a greater of all evils kind of situation where you're trying to solve a problem and you introduce a problem, but that problem is only kind of bad when compared to the problem that you had. So it's like, yeah, I have something else, but like, you don't have the first thing anymore, you know? Like, let's say you had to get stretch. Let's say you had to get herpes in order to cure HIV. In your mind, you're like, I don't have HIV anymore. So, but you have herpes.
For life.
So it's like,
I guess it's better than having HIV for life, I guess, but you still have herpes for life.
I think even in that, it kind of depends. Because there are situations where, like, you can live with HIV
and
it...
You can, and there's situations where you've been on medication for so long, it's not detectable.
Right. So you know what?
There are instances where,
I think, yes, in that situation, it might have been better worse situation, worse.
To just stick with the HIV.
Right.
Because herpes is for life.
Yeah.
At all.
I think, yeah, that one is more or less subjective. I guess as far as like you surviving, if we didn't have any cure or any it's not a cure, but it's a, what did he call it for HIV? It's not a cure. No, it's kind of like it reduces the effects and reduces the signs or. So it's not only for HIV, but it's for things where there's no cure, but it's a something.
I don't remember, but it's basically manageable, I guess? Something
like that. Like, you can manage it, but it's just no cure. So in that situation, I really don't know how that would work out. I guess it'd be up to preference. Some people might think herpes is not better, but doable.
Well, there's more stigma to HIV than to herpes, so I would see why.
That's
people
true.
Would be like, okay, you know, herpes, we can get herpes because
you get
a cold sore, that's yeah, from herpes. They're like, okay, it's fine, but in the same, like, I have HIV,
yeah, people lose their mind.
Yeah, because they want everything like that. So there would be some people who would definitely be like, okay, yeah,
perfect. Yeah, herpes over fact, yeah. No, that's facts. Because I was thinking about it, like, I'm thinking about two problems, and one being a lesser, but now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think there's a lesser in us. They both have their, I guess, downsides. But back to it, it's like, it could be a situation like that where they're trying to solve a problem, or they're trying to bring back a creature that died, or they found some old disease that's frozen and now we don't, you know, because I'm pretty sure they have samples of older diseases. And there's just diseases that we cannot fuck with, you know? There's just stuff that we cannot do.
The plague.
If that happened again,
we
wouldn't make it, because so they didn't even make it the first time around. And I am like, biomedical, I guess, warfare is definitely, it's a mix of the two, where it is war and it's virus related, where there's not much you can do in that situation, right? You kind of can't stop it. Like, let's say the whole COVID thing was, I don't want to say that, no, but a lot of people are like, oh, COVID got accidentally released from a lab, and stuff like that can happen. We don't know, like, because human error is a big factor there, and we just don't know how that happened. We don't know the real origin. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, it came from a lab, it was released, and blah blah blah. A lot of other people, because I don't think it's just something that just popped up one day. that.
I mean, at the end of the day, we will never ever know the truth.
That's true.
And we just have to live with that, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
We will never know who is telling the truth and who is not.
Yeah.
So at this point, we just make memes to make us feel better about ourselves. You know, about the struggle everyone's going through.
Right.
The shit show that is this year.
Right.
And maybe next year, maybe the next couple of years. We have no idea because we have never lived through a pandemic or an epidemic or anything like that. You know,
well,
when we were born,
you're talking about
like,
us or
yes, us, like
okay.
people who are like in their 20s, their 30s,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Like that, 40s,
yeah.
something like that. And probably older because the last time a vaccination was made was, I think, for the flu. Don't quote me on that because I'm not sure, but I think the last one was the flu. And it's just like, or, you know, measles, mumps, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which we did not have to deal with because, you know, we
it was
were
already out.
And it was just like, you need to get your child vaccinated, or like if you want to send them to school, they need to be vaccinated. It was never like, oh my gosh, what's gonna like.
We're living through that.
We're living through like trial and error.
Can you imagine if the COVID vaccine is gonna be one of those requirements? Now, there is also that new strain that
is the UK.
They're saying that, and then a lot of people are saying that it's coming here, and even worse, it's already here.
It probably is.
Which
people don't listen. People travel. People mix with each other. They just, like, it probably already is here.
Because there's still a lot of people that's, like, going out, they're partying. And even if it's not for partying reasons, there are a lot of businesses that do a lot of traveling-related, I guess, business. And part of it is in order to not totally hurt our economy. We have to allow travel. Right, and that's one thing I kind of don't fully understand. It's like the world took a pause during the whole quarantine shit, and each one had their own respective quarantines. But where did that money go? Because yes, people can't get paid, right? And that's one thing I just don't really understand as far as economics goes, and I don't really. Eventually, I'll probably get into it.
I hate
but,
economics.
Same. But, you know, think of it as like one business. The business has to pay the employee, and then, you know, business has to make money from people. People can't spend money. Business doesn't make money. Business can't pay people to go and spend on other businesses. So now money doesn't circulate as well, but like what happens with said money? Because then it's kind of like it's going up and then never trickles its way back down. Where does it stop? You know, that's the one thing that I don't know. Definitely one day we'll have to learn that, figure that out, just because what happens to it? And it gotta go somewhere. It has to be somewhere. It can't just vanish. But it just, I don't know. And now a lot of companies are having some issues, and I don't really, I don't know, kind of strayed a little far off,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well,
but
kind of, but not really, because we're still on the topic of the possible ways in which we would
kill ourselves.
We would destroy our
and, you
species.
Know, on that, which was kind of crazy, before 2020, it was like end of 2019, early 2020, our main concern was that North Korea was developing a lot of nuclear weapons, and there was going to be a World War III. And that is a situation where you have one world leader with, I'm gonna say, a complex of sorts, you know, that kind of just want to bump up their importance. And they're thinking that, yeah, I can do whatever I want. and anybody that tells them, like, a lot of the country, especially Trump, spent a lot of time kind of mocking him, which makes him, like, hits him in his ego, makes him want to show that he has power. And if it's a developing country, that can cause a lot of issues.
I don't actually know where North Korea falls. I don't think they're a developing country.
So part of it is, like, as far,
I mean, they're not a world power, but
definitely not. As far as, like, developing country goes, it's usually depend on, I guess you could say, military might and economic, the country's economic balance. Not balance, but I don't know the word, to be honest. And a lot of issues with that. North Korea was having issues with, I guess, feeding their citizens. And even though, you know, their leader was saying that, yeah, North Korea is doing great, a lot of people were saying that economically they're not doing that well. They are putting more money into
military
funding than they were doing for their citizens. Now, that could also just be propaganda, stuff that they say on the news for people to, you know, for people to read, for people to see. I don't know the full truth of that, but as far as, like, their military might, they're still kind of working on it. And same thing with, like, infrastructure with certain, like, they don't do internet, right? They have intranet, which is their own internal shit, but they're not allowed to communicate outside. And as far as, like, dealing with other countries and purchasing or selling goods, they don't really do much of that. So I don't fully know their status as a country, but they're just not, I don't think they're, are they third? They're not third world.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
I don't know what a second world.
I really don't know where they fall at all, actually. But
I feel like I would want to learn, but at the same time, I don't want to do that research. Like, it brings you through such a rabbit hole to find that kind of information. I don't want to go through that. But, oh wait, before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, back to the episode. But yeah, like, there was a lot of things, like, he was getting angry and he was going to, you know, start a war, and it could happen like that. Like, that kind of led China to back them, since we were having problems with China anyway. So now you have a world power that has to defend them. Not has to, but it's kind of like a, you hit them, we're gonna have problems kind of situation. And right now we are in a weird state of, I guess, peace, where nobody's necessarily trying to hit anybody, but we have really been trying to provoke China. Like, really. And it kind of seems like they are too, but not as much. Like, we're cutting a lot more business and ties with them than they are with us. And I guess it's a little bit different because it's like we already cut those ties, so they can't cut those because we already did it. And those are the kind of, like, he made it so that we, like, most American countries don't do business with Chinese based companies. They can't just be like, well, we're not gonna do business with you first kind of situation. Yeah. Like, we already said we're not doing business with you, you know. So I don't know how, like, that was definitely a scary situation where we might have ended up in a war. I don't want to live through a war. You know, I don't want to be going through that. And I definitely didn't even think I wanted to live through a pandemic like that. Would 100% not recommend. War is probably even worse.
War would be like worse because you guys have to do like selected service, right? You have to register for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like people getting drafted.
Yeah, that's scary.
Exactly.
And I think also depending on where the war ends up being, because it would hit different countries a lot worse. Because it's a different thing having a war a few thousand miles away than having it 10, 30, 40 miles away, you know? I mean, that's probably a stretch, but, yeah, you know, they have laws in war, which is weird to me.
Why is that weird?
Because, like, I was watching a lot of things where it's like soldiers are not just allowed to fire their gun, especially without reason. And when they do end up firing, they have to like they have to kind of prove why it was a like real reason to.
Yeah.
And I guess depending on how crazy the war is or like the battlefield, because they're not gonna be like all thousand of these people have to keep a track of how many bullets they fired and then what guy they hit or why they shot that, you know. But there is what's it called, laws against using certain biomed weapons. Like you can't use chemicals in warfare. And the weird part to me was, how is that? Who's the governing party, you know?
I guess that would be whoever is your superior with your, I don't know, your squad.
Like, well, I mean, like, I meant more like when two countries are fighting, right? The laws of warfare is that you can't use certain type of guns and you cannot use certain I guess like chemicals, right? You can't just drop a whole drop a rocket of deadly something, you know, in the middle of town or whatever, or just around people. And my thing is, like, if you're the country, if the US decided to do that, who's the one that's going to tell them like you committed a crime and you have to pay, you know? And that kind of happened with Germany, where they had to pay their reparations. And I guess it would be whoever lost, but if you won, who is it, like, let's say the UN? Let's say, I don't really know that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, but I guess if you won, nobody's telling you shit, I don't know.
I mean, that at that point, if you did win, who can tell you anything about it? I don't know. But yeah, that's going to be the end of our show.
Thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, leave a comment, anything you want to talk about, your thoughts on this post, this Reddit theory that was posted. Let us know what you think. Thank you again.
Bye.